again, the Rebbe is also addressing how to approach, I guess, I'm not sure who's writing the question, but they were trying, maybe it was a marriage over there with his son or something, but I guess the woman didn't want to cover her hair, or didn't want to cover her head. So this is Baruch Hashem Yitzhak Tov Shin Beis. The Rebbe says, this that you write about the uncovering your head, the Rebbe says, I'm very in pain of this. And the Rebbe says you should look for fitting ways that this should be fixed. And without going into now the, I guess there is various differences of opinions, whether you have to, how much you have to, where, there, you know, there is different. The Rebbe says, without going into the various different, the Rebbe brings down the various sources over here, and also other areas where the halacha is that you have to do based other places of the body that are not to be revealed. You have to do based on what it's brought down in the Talmud and in the codifiers with regards to Das Moshe V'Yehudis, which is the law basically put down of the proper modesty for the Jewish women. And the Rebbe said, if you try slowly, so there is hope that over time there will be a correction after correction. Again, not sure exactly who this was addressed to, but let's continue. See, there's Dalet, the fourth point. The Rebbe says, he made some comments on the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. And the Rebbe said, if you have more comments, I would be delighted to receive them. And when I have the time, my hope is that at the end, I will be able to look into them properly. You know, as they're, you know, it doesn't say the name of who this is, but apparently, if the Rebbe is enjoying his notes on the Shulchan Aruch, it must be, when the Rebbe says that he'll look into it, so it must be somebody fitting. I hate to guess, but I'm not going to guess, but I'm just saying, I think in my mind I have an idea of maybe who this was written to. In number five, the Rebbe says, when, as you requested, when I'll be on the Ohel, on the Tzion, on the cemetery by my father-in-law, I will mention you for a blessing for long life and good years. That's the usual blessing when you say to somebody, you have arichas yomim, that means long life, and shonim tov is good years. What is the meaning when we say good years? Good years has several interpretations. First of all, good means good health. Proper health, good years means just long life. You know, if a person is sick, so it's almost not such value to be a long life. So long life, good years means that you should be physically healthy. And as the Rambam rules that the body, health of the body is part of the service of Hashem. These are the ways of Hashem. The Rebbe actually says that over there it says, in the Rambam, that language is Darkei Hashem, but it should be Avodas Hashem. Rebbe says, surprise, nobody mentioned that. But whatever it is. So, and then, also the Rebbe says, Toivas can also mean, in the other understanding of good. As far as the Torah goes, the Torah is called a lekach toiv, a good acquisition. The Torah is good. So, that means that a life to be filled with the good, a life filled with Torah and the connection. And this should be an invisible and a revealed good. And the Rebbe blesses him for physical and spiritual health in all of this as self-understood. So the Rebbe covered here various different parts. First of all, about influencing, about the notes and the Rebbe's blessing to him at the end. All right.